Just drinking a nice hot lemon and ginger with pine needles and lavender. A nice tea for the morning in my grenade glass that I got from local shop. This glass comes from some Polish mustard. I walked into the convenience store and I went to the back section and I saw this glass, man, and you know, I don't really eat mustard, so I took out the mustard, but I kept the glass. Perfect size for my hand. Really nice. I might get me another one. But sometimes good things that are packaged good doesn't mean they're good for you. At the start of the year, I had a colleague tell me, because they were supposed to come up to the company dinner that we had planned. And he was the one that, you know, sorted it out and got the 20 people together, you know, booked all the tables and, you know, the food and, you know, cherche la femme and all that shit, you know. Mm-hmm. But it didn't show up. And then it wasn't until probably coming up to 2 months after the new year, the Gregorian new year, you know, that we got to speak. And I says to him, I says, yo, where you been, man? You know, you sorted this shit out and you didn't even show up, man. That's not right. Even though the smoked barbecue chicken was drier than motherfucker, you know. And we didn't even get dessert. So, fuck slug and lettuce, man. Fuck slug and lettuce. You know how you're not going to give us a 3-course meal with no dessert, man. Bullshit, man. So he goes, you know, I was going through some personal family troubles. In delving a little bit deeper to what he was going through, he told me that, you know, he was actually going through major depression because his mom and dad both passed away in the last 3 years. All of a sudden, at the same time, with no reasoning. That could only mean one thing. And I am loath to not being able to speak clearly with my colleague about this situation. And the situation is this. There's only one reason. There's only one reason for the cause of sudden death. And once you hear those two words, you know where I'm going with this. But how can I say it to a normal person that your mum and dad took 2 jabs and died all of a sudden? And we know, I know, you know, I know personally, like, for example, one of my former seafoods in Wing Chun, who lives in Stoke-on-Trent area, you know, his most favorite student died when he was 30, in his 30s, man, died on his wedding day. And my sifu watched this young man take the first jab, the second, the third, all the way to, I think it was the fourth one, and he died. And I've heard many others. Have I seen? Actually, with my own eyes, I haven't, but because of the close proximity of the people around me with their experiences with their family members or friends or whoever, you know, this is truth. But not everyone has a penchant for truth, and it pained me when I heard him say this to me, you know. So it's just him and his girlfriend now in this world. Of course, you know, he's got his in-laws and all sorts. They're not married, but might as well, you know, keep talking about her as a missus, you know. Like, English people love doing this shit, man. They love to lay claim to things not yet theirs, you know. It's a hereditary thing, I guess. But it kind of made me think, man, about where I am with all of this, my dichotomy with the world of the deluded and the world of fakery and all of this. And I always feel that I'm like the lone light just walking in darkness. And how can you speak to the people who don't want to know? You don't have a broad perspective on things, and they base what they know, what they believe in, on the data and intel that they've accumulated throughout life. And I asked myself, man, what would the gods do? What would the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas do? I grew up around spirits and Eastern esotericism and Buddhism in my life, throughout my life. And as a young man, I would often delve into stories of deities, like Chinese deities, how they were, and I would scour records, documented records, or mortal records of these deities, if you can find them. You hear some from folk stories, you hear from actual recountations of, meeting these deities, like, and I'm talking about documents or things that are written at least 2,000 years ago. And then during that time, all the way till now, we still have people that are, or they have the capabilities to meet, these deities, whether in dreams, whether in actual spiritual cultivation, in a moment's notice, they find themselves when they're walking the streets, when they just hear a voice, they smell some fragrance that's otherworldly. And some people can actually see from one world to the other. When they look into the sky, they see it. They see fucking dragons. They see fucking flying. When people take in aeroplanes, they look outside and, and they see clouds, and they so other people see different shit, man. Different shit up there, same down here, man. In the earthly realms, spirits walking around with red faces, green faces, one face, two face, four face. One arms, two arms, they're hiding in trees, they're hiding in bins, they're hiding in dark alleys, they're hiding in fucking arcades, bowling alleys, nightclubs, toilets, all this shit, man. Massage parlors. My colleagues tell me at the workplace, the spa girls, that some of them see girls, all of them know fucking girls there. Indian girls, Punjabi girls, Jamaican girls tell me, oh, there's a fucking duppy in the fucking back room, man. Fucking be careful. I just walk in there, just start giving them an ear beating. This system's fucked. I talk on a totally different subject. This system's fucked. Fuck the government. Fuck the Rothschilds. Fuck them baby drinking, blood drinking. I just go in there, just give them an ear beating. They don't bother me. But I feel them, But it all makes me think, what would the gods do? And to be honest with you, I don't really know too much about the gods, even though I grew up in temples and spent the formative years, 20 years, shadowing my father, learning Chinese magics, talisman magics, all these things. And of course, along the way, you learn about like gods and shit like that. And you wonder, man, like, how these mortal men, how were they? How was Lao Tzu when he was on this mortal world, in this human world? Was he aloof? Was he like fucking a weirdo? In the mountains, counting berries and shit, or was he like doing some crazy shit, engaged in some elixir of immortality kind of thing, or like what would the later people that were given the deity ranks, how were they? People like Guan Yu from the Three Kingdoms, Zhuge Liang, the strategic genius, or people like Wato, the celestial healer, all these people, how were they? How were the eight celestials, bad seen, how were they? And you go into these stories, man, and you can't help but kind of see things from a very Taoistic point, because most, I'm talking about like in the cycle of samsara, man, you got six paths, the human realm's right in the middle, and then above it you got the celestial motherfuckers, I shouldn't say that. I should be respectful. You got the celestial beings, and they do their own thing, But still, they have, because of their spiritual cultivation, they've unlocked, or not unlocked, because unlocked really means that you've lost it to begin with, but it was never lost, it was there. They regain the capabilities of their six senses, their eyes, their ears, their tongue, their tactile sensitivities, their bodies, their memories, their consciousness. They can go back thousands, thousands of lifetimes, and these are your small deities. And then when you go up the chain, and then higher into the samsara, the closer you get to the ceiling before you break through, you remember more, much more, much, much more. You're remembering lifetimes, in eons, in kalpas, big kalpas, medium kalpas, small kalpas. And one small kalpa is like 16 million years, and how many small kalpas make a medium? How many mediums make a big one? And then you break through samsara, and then you basically you've unlocked the cloud, kind of unlimited, going way back, timeless. That's where the timeless thing comes from. There is no time, So at any point, these beings, man, whether it is the lower celestial beings, they can be everywhere and nowhere. They can do one thing, they can change the elements, they can produce water within fire. They can change the properties of things. They can be in one place, and then just by taking a few steps, they can be in the celestial realms. Fucking talk about public transport, man. Damn. They can talk to you through distances. They can. All these. But how were these beings before as mortal men? And what made them go onto that path of leaving the world behind? Was it that they saw that the world was just too much, that they can't help it, that might as well fucking do themselves and, become someone and then come back to the realm, and help the world with their newfound abilities, like in the hero's journey, they talk about coming back with the elixir, maybe that's it. They come back, man, You look at all the most of the Taoist gods, they're the same, like the same. So it made me think, man, when and it's been 6 years all of this has happened. I have always kept it in my mind that, this I want to help people. I guess that's where why I stepped out, like at the start of 2021 when I learned the truth. I was also in a daze, when shit kicked off in March 2020. It took me to like July till I really woke up at the same year, 2020. During those 4 months, I was just playing Fallout New Vegas, fully modded, with graphical overhauls and shit. So I was busy. I was, going back to the Mojave Desert. So I was busy. But when I woke up, man, from 2021, well, from July 2020 to now, I've never really stopped. And the feeling of this injustice in this world that has been happening, not just in the last couple of years, but even prior to that, man. I'm not talking about like all the way to 9/11 days. That's got nothing to do with me, man. That's an inside job. I don't give a fuck about that shit, But I mean, things that pertain to me, my culture, Hong Kong, 2020, 2017, 2018, 2019, what my people went through, and then this whole shit. So the sense of injustice is strong. It's still strong, and I question myself, man, where do I stand with all of this, man? Where am I? Who am I with all of this? And ultimately, my lad, I guess the motivation for me even stepping out and putting myself under fire and allowing myself to be in a situation where, all vultures, all poisons, everything revealed themselves. Why go through all that trouble when I could have kept my mouth shut, just plodded along? Like, I know a few true the friends, they've done that, they chose that path, man. My brother Peter, man, decided to just plod along. He accepted his truth, which he calls the truth. And the truth is to him is he can't do shit. He can't do shit. The world's fucked. He might as well just live a happy life with his gay partner. I dig it, I don't condemn it. But for me, that shit don't wash, man. That's just shit, just don't wash. Because I think about the deities that, I stood before in the temples when I was young, when I used to go what is called temple hunting, I used to live in temples, frequent temples all over Asia. I spent more time in temples than in schools. I spent more time on tiled temple floors, cold floors, in front of statues and incense with no one around, more than any place. I spent more time reading sutras, old documents from ancient times, writings or manuals left by like deities, more than any literature. Ask me about Shakespeare, I don't fucking know. You ask me about the Elixir of Immortality, I can point you where. I'm that type of person, I'm different. What would the gods do? Especially like the Taoist gods, because the Taoist gods are the most relatable, because they still have human traits, and they Taoism's all about true Taoism's all about I'm Buddhist, I'm Mahayana, I'm Pure Land Buddhism, and Sukhavati is where I want to be, that's where I want to return to, and meet the Buddha himself, and learn from him and be able to save sentient beings. That's what I want to do. This is a fantasy to even say this, but hey. But the gods out there, man, they all probably had the same inclination, but knowing that the world is too fucked, they just went on their own way. So Taoism was all about the human experience, not about spirituality, not about, Taoism was originally a spiritual discipline. That basically these guys were wizards of reality. They knew how to bend reality. And then through this means, they achieve very minor enlightenment, until they met the Buddhas and got the bigger lessons and shit. But in delving into the celestials, man, they also want to help the world, but they can't. So they just go their own way. If people can listen, listen. If they don't want to listen, they just do their own work thing. And I guess Zhongzi Chuangzi, when he wrote Carefree Wanderings, Xiu Yu Yao, what a great little piece of work. Probably that's the mindset to have, Carefree Wanderings. I can say so because in the last 6 years, I have been active in trying to wake people up, forming communities, actually putting financial investments, resource investment, and everything did not work out. Trust broken, financially broken, betray everything. So I can say now, 6 years later, I'm gonna take a step back because I've done the work. I have been doing the work non-stop. But taking a step back is just a tactic, rather than now going full speed, smacking myself into walls and running myself into sword trees and like running into burning fires, and now my philosophy is this: anyone that comes before me that wants to hear the truth, I will have a place and I will speak the truth. I will direct you to the truth. That's where my website comes in. If you don't want to know, I just won't talk about it. And I'll just watch you die. Very simple. People coming out with blood clots, people coming out with stage 4 cancer still, coming out with all these fucking so-called long COVID, whatever. They're still talking about this shit all over. You want to listen? Listen. Don't listen, I'll watch you die. Easy. Just go on my own way. You know? And then if I do return to your grave mound, I will pay my respects. And I will honor your life by remembering the others that I can help. This is, I guess, the wuxia spirit. If you know what wuxia means, the, you know. Check it out, wuxia. Two words, W-U, wu means martial. Xia, that's Mandarin. Z and X-I-A, xia. You know, that means vigilante. The martial vigilante is a whole genre in Chinese fiction, wuxia. You know, the vagabond martial vigilante.